I think it's about time for our daily devotional, right?
It is.
All right. This is day 3 of 5 from somebody we were able to see right in person, Nick Fuhisik. Nick is definitely a unique individual with a heart of gold and a passion for sharing Christ.
He does.
Day 3. Don't just be a passenger in the boat, he says in this daily devotional called Be the Hands and Feet of Jesus by Nick Fuhisik.
Inspiring others to become Christians requires reaching out and motivating people to think about the importance of God in their lives. But you have to be prayerfully wise about your communication. You have to adjust your approach to each individual because we all have different personalities and experiences. Too many people have been put off by overzealous Christians who probably had good intentions but reached out with poorly conceived strategies. They may have come across as pushy or more concerned about their agendas than the feelings and beliefs of those they approached.
Others are praying for revival, but as they are praying and waiting, they forgot to do the basic thing that God has asked us, to tell others that He lives.
Mm-hmm.
We say, God, move. And God says, I will move through you when you move. I personally just want to fulfill the mandate to preach the gospel and see people come to Jesus, start an active relationship with Him, and become true followers of Him. That's what I want, the writer says. I think we agree with that completely.
Yes. God, move. And He says, I'll move when you do. I believe all Christians have a responsibility to share their faith and bring others to Christ. His followers are, after all, fishers of men and women. We can't just be passengers in the boat. We need to cast our lines, because there is an ocean of people out there who need the redemptive power of God's love. As in Philippians 4:13, it says, I can do all things through Him who strengthens me.
When I told my dad that I was writing a book called Be the Hands and Feet, he said, people think evangelism is complicated, but it's not complicated to evangelize at all. We should be ready to share our faith at any time, and it comes down to sitting someone down face to face and just being real. Tell them, what does Jesus mean to you? How did your life change before meeting Jesus? Being a believer will show also with how one lives.
Followers of Jesus need to be more than good and kind. We need to have powerful messages to share. My prayer is that you will find your own way to do that in a manner that best suits you and best serves our Heavenly Father. Mm-hmm. Have you ever been turned off by someone trying to evangelize you?
Yes, there were times. I mean, even now, I guess. Yeah.
What was it that didn't resonate with you?
It's interesting. I think human nature is that we're resistant to being sold or told.
I think you're right.
So I don't think it was anything they did.
Yeah, I've heard that already.
People's pride, probably.
That's old news. Yeah. What are you talking about? Yeah. Yeah, I think pride comes into play a lot. Mm-hmm. And what can you learn from that about how you share your faith?
Exactly. What do I sound like when I talk to people?
Well, the one thing I always think about is the fact that we need to not necessarily sell them something.
That's right. Yeah, it's not about what we have to offer them.
It's
what Jesus did for us.
It's our story.
And He can do the same for them.
Right.
Right, our story. Yeah, you hit it right there.
Yeah, just our story. Mm-hmm. That's all they want to hear.
And Nick has a story.
No kidding.
A man with no limbs, golden attitude. Lord, we do pray for Nick, and we have prayed for Nick, and when Nick was here, we prayed for him, and so did 8,000 people. Lord, we love his enthusiasm for telling the story of his disabilities, which he has obviously turned into super abilities.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, we love you, and we thank you for his attitude, and we thank you for this devotional of realizing that we're not just going to be a passenger in the boat. We are going to be the hands and feet.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.